大家好。
Everybody okay?
不知道本周是什么日子呢？
Anybody knows what special occasion it is for today? For this week?
Christmas，对，圣诞节。
Yes, indeed, it's Christmas.
那首先问大家一个问题，就是你知道圣诞节的由来吗？
I just want to ask the question, the origin of Christmas.
为什么我们要庆祝圣诞呢？
Why do we have to celebrate Christmas?
与我们有什么关系呢？
What does Christmas have to do with us?
在2000多年前的一个晚上，
Over 2,000 years ago, at night,
有一班天使对在伯利恒之野地的一群牧羊人这样说。
a host of angels said to some shepherds in the field near Bethlehem.
那天使对他们说："不要惧
And the angels told them, Fear not.
怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
I will bring you good news of great joy that have to do with all people.
因为今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。"
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior.
你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。
You will see a sign that the baby is wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in the manger.
忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说。
Suddenly there was with the angels, a multitude of angels, and that praised God, saying,
在至高之处，荣耀归于神；在地上，平安归于他所喜悦的人。
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased.
这是出自圣经里面路加福音的记载。
It is from Luke.
那与我们有什么关系呢？
What does all these have to do with us?
这里说，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
It's that good news of great joy that will be for all the people.
这是带给全人类所有民族与国家的喜讯。
It means good news for all humanity, every nation and every country.
那什么喜讯呢？
What is this good news?
原来那一天在大卫城里有一个很特别的婴孩出生。
Because that day, a special child was born in the city of David.
天使说是救主，就是主基督。
The angel said, He's the Savior, that is Christ Jesus, Christ the Lord.
这个就是创造天地万物的神，他的名字是亚伟，为世界所有人预备的拯救者耶稣基督。
Is the Creator Yahweh God who created heaven and earth, who prepared the Savior Jesus Christ for us?
亚伟是今天学者按照旧约圣经对神的名字更准确的音译，传统的中文翻译是耶和华。
Actually, the word Yahweh is a more accurate transliteration, according to the Old Testament.
然后呢，天使们赞美神所说的，大家都明白吗？
What angel said, do you all understand what they said?
他们说，在至高之处，荣耀归于神；在地上，平安归于他所喜悦的人。
They said, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace among men with whom he is pleased.
为什么他们会这样赞美神呢？
Why did they praise God like that?
而似乎这是关于平安以及神所喜悦的人的。
It has to do with peace and to those whom God is pleased.
那今天会跟大家看一下主耶稣基督的诞生与我们的关系。
Today I'm going to go with you. The birth of Christ has to do with us.
首先，这位救主基督，他生在什么地方呢？
Anybody knows where was Jesus born?
他是生在饲料槽里的。
Yes, he was born in a manger.
一般我们比较熟悉的圣经译本都是翻译为马槽。And
all the time we understood it is a place for horses.
但事实上，当时的平民不常养马，所以只是一个给动物喂食的饲料槽。
Actually, around that time, the common people, they did not raise horse. So actually, the manger is for animals.
这个婴孩抱着布卧在马饲料槽里，天使说："这是关乎万民救主的记号。"
The child was wrapped in cloth and slept in the manger, and the angel said, "This is a good news for everyone."
这位拯救主居然生在这样的一个地方，大家都猜得到，这个是又臭又脏的地方。
Can you imagine a savior for us, but was born in the manger, a place that's smelly and dirty?
还有这个饲料槽不是木头做的。
Actually, manger wasn't built by wood.
在以色列那些的历史学家发现是用石头做的。
The historians in Israel, they said that mangers actually was built by stones.
神为什么会允许耶稣生在饲料槽里呢？
Why would God allow Jesus to be born in a manger?
难道神不喜悦他吗？
Didn't God favor him?
但是在路加福音第三章，神说耶稣就是他所设立的拯救者主基督，是他的爱子，神喜悦他。
But in Luke chapter 3, God said that Jesus, the appointed Savior, Christ the Lord, is his beloved Son, with whom he is pleased.
那在座应该有些为人父母的，相信你们。为确保自己的孩子出生在最好的地方，都会花尽心思吧。
As some of you, I'm sure you are parents, and I believe that you would go all the way with great effort to ensure your child is born in the best possible place.
那为什么神要耶稣出生在饲料槽里呢？
So why did God allow Jesus to be born in the manger?
天使明明说，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
The angel clearly said, "On earth, peace among those with whom he is pleased."
神也说，耶稣是他喜悦的人。
So Jesus actually is pleased by God.
那为什么就连出生都那么惨？
But then he was born in the place is so pitiful, pitiful.
更不要说耶稣出生不久，他就要逃难。
Not to even mention that after he was born, he had to flee from persecution.
长大之后，还有很多人反对他，
And when he grew up, people were against him.
甚至最后，他居然被他所爱的一个跟随者出卖。
In the end, he was even betrayed by one of his beloved followers.
他无故的被众人诬告，
He was falsely accused by the crowd.
最后被钉在十字架上而死。
And eventually was nailed on the cross to die.
我们可能觉得这位耶稣基督不一样的地方，就是他特别倒霉。
We think that the Jesus Christ is different because it seems that particularly he had ill fate.
看不出他哪里有平安，
So we cannot see any peace in him.
起码在他身上，我们看不出我们所认为的平安。
At least we don't see the kind of peace we think of in him.
那万民呢？
What about all nations?
从这位耶稣基督出生之后，这个世界就有变得平安吗？
Has the world become peaceful since the birth of Jesus Christ?
大家都很清楚知道没有？
We all know that no.
好，听到这里，大家可能觉得还是不要信耶稣。
So after hearing that, you might think that it is better off not to believe in Jesus.
他自己都这样倒霉，还说要拯救所有人。
And he himself had to go through all the misfortune, and how could he possibly bring salvation to others?
亚伟神连自己所爱的都保佑不了，这位神也太不靠谱吧。
So if God, Yahweh, couldn't even protect his own beloved, this God doesn't seem very reliable.
不过，
However,
圣经从来没有说过信耶稣就一帆风顺，没病没灾。
the Bible never says that once you believe in Jesus means that life has been plain sailing.
看到耶稣的生命，你就知道，可能对你来说，你的命比他还好。
Looking at Jesus' life, you might even think that my life is even better than Jesus.
那到底圣经的平安是指什么呢？
So what does exactly the Bible teach us about peace?
在我们一同在圣经里面看什么是平安之前，我再问大家一个问题。
Before we look into the matter of peace, I just want to ask you a question.
就是你现在平安吗？
Are you at peace now?
或许你现在在人前算是一帆风顺，没病没灾。
Perhaps at this moment in front of others, your life seems to have been plain sailing, no illness, and no disaster.
但是你有平安吗？
Do you have peace?
还是怎样在世界上努力，生命还是找不到平安了。
Or you feel that no matter how hard you try, you still cannot find peace.
那我们一起看一下《路加福音》1章77到79节。
Let us look at Luke chapter 1, 77 to 79.
叫他的百姓因罪得赦，就知道救恩。 因我们神怜悯的心肠，叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们，要照亮坐在黑暗中死因你的人，把我们的脚引到平安的路上。
You want me to read the read? Okay, verse 77. To give knowledge of salvation to his people in the forgiveness of their sin. Verse 78. I cannot read it very well. It's so small. Can you read together?
Yeah.
Verse 78.
To give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. 这里提到引导什么人走在平安的路上呢？
And here it's talking about being guided into the way of peace.
那经文说是坐在黑暗和死亡阴里的人。
The scripture said, those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death are the people being guided to the way of peace.
这是与平安之路相反的地方，而这平安之路是与罪得赦。
So he has to do the opposite of the way of peace, those that are actually in sin. And with sin and salvation, remission of sins and salvation.
在罗马书5章12节提到,
Romans chapter 5, verse 12.
死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。Therefore,
just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, so death spread to all men because of all sin.
那在圣经，在黑暗中的人是被形容为与神隔绝的状态，也是在罪恶当中。
Now, in the Bible, those in the darkness actually describe as the state of separation from God.
也是在罪恶的当中。
And they are in sin and in evil.
而死亡，这原本是每一个人都逃离不了的结局。
Actually, death is an outcome for everybody who cannot escape because all have sinned.
因为人人都犯了罪，人人都在死荫里。
All sin or all in the shadow of death.
那现在起码知道平安所指的不是我们一贯的一帆风顺、没病没灾的概念。
Now we can understand peace is not, we always thought, smooth sailing, no illness, no disaster.
而是离开罪和死亡的生命的状态。
But it's a state of life. Free from sin and death.
神的光是要照亮在坐在罪和死荫里的人。
God's light will want to shine on those sitting in sin and the shadow of death.
但是神不是单单要照亮，而是要引导我们的脚到平安的路上。
God doesn't just want to shine the light. He wants to guide our feet into the way of peace.
那我们是需要走在这条路才有平安的。
We got to tread on this path in order to receive this peace.
那这平安的路是要带我们去哪里呢？
Where does this way of peace lead us to?
约翰福音那边说，耶稣就是这条路。
John 14 said that Christ is the way.
这条路是耶稣所走过的路。
This is the path that Jesus has trodden on.
他也形容他就是那条路。
And Jesus said himself, I am the way, I am the truth, and the life.
借着他去到亚伯父神那里。
Through him, we are able to go to Yahweh God.
耶稣怎样成为一条路，让我们到亚伯父神那里了？
So, how did Jesus become that way to lead us to Yahweh?
我们再看一下希伯来书10:19-20。
Let us look at Hebrews chapter 10, 19 to 20.
那里面说到至圣所，这里就是与亚伯父神同在的地方。
It says the Holy of Holies is the place where Yahweh God dwells.
这里说，因耶稣的血给我们开了一条又新又活的路。
It says in here, because of the blood of Christ, that opens a way to lead us to Yahweh God.
我们再看一下希伯来书这里前一点点的6-10。
Let us look at a bit, few verses before that, which is in Hebrews chapter 10, 6 to 10.
我为大家读中文。全燔祭和为罪献的祭，你未曾喜悦过。于是我说：“看啊，我来了，上帝啊，我来是要遵行你旨意的。关于我的事，经卷上已有记载了。
So let us read in English
”
from the PPT. One, two, three.
In burnt offerings and sin offerings, you have taken to no pressure. Then I said, Behold, I have come to do your will, O God, as it is written for me in the scroll of the book. 27. You have neither desired nor taken pleasure in sacrifice and offerings, burnt offerings and sin offerings. 刚才我没有补八节的，那我们再看一下，第十节，我们只读第十节，我们先一起读英文。
Let us read verse 10 together. One, two, three.
And by that we will have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ first of all. 那这位拯救主基督耶稣，他一生遵行神的旨意。
This Savior Jesus Christ, he obeyed Yahweh God all his life.
但因为人不爱真理，
But unfortunately, people did not believe the truth.
不愿意遵行神的旨意。
Did not, were not willing to obey God's will.
所以耶稣不被世人接受。
Therefore, Jesus was not accepted.
更被众人反对。
And even being opposed by many.
最后被他们钉上十字架上而死了。
And finally crucified by them.
虽然如此。
Even so,
他没有因而犯罪。
He didn't sin.
更甘愿为众人的罪舍去自己的生命。
Even willing to die for the sins of all.
经文所说的燔祭和为罪献的祭，是神教导以色列民为自己的罪而献上的祭物。
Just now we just read the offerings, the burnt offering and sin offerings mentioned in the Bible we just read, were what God taught the Israelites to offer for his own, for their own sins.
好让神跟人可以有和睦的关系。
So that God and the people could be reconciled.
但这些祭物并不能除去罪孽。
But unfortunately, these offerings cannot take away sin.
他们必须每一年去献上。
So every year they have to offer the sacrifice.
并且无法使人从罪中完全的释放。
Even all of the sacrifices, they could not set free from sin.
但是因着耶稣完全无瑕疵的生命，
But because of Jesus' perfect life,
使他能作为万民的赎罪祭，
And he could become the perfect sacrifice for all men.
让我们可以因着他的死真正除去罪。
Therefore, through his life, our sin can be forgiven and taken away.
他为世人开出一条又新又活的路。
He opened a new and living way.
就我们脱离罪的捆绑和权势。
So that it could set free from sin.
使我们能与神有和睦的关系。
And so that we can be reconciled to God.
让人与主耶稣基督一同得到真正的平安。
So that through Jesus we receive the peace.
跟大家分享一个真人真事。
I just want to share with you a true story.
有一位基督徒，他在未认识神之前是一个很拼搏的人。
There was a Christian before he got to know God, knowing God. He was a very driven person.
他有理想，有目标，有方向。
He had ideals and he had goals and direction.
为了要成功，会连续几天不眠不休地去拼搏，事业就是他的生命。
In order to achieve his goal to be successful, actually he could not sleep for a few nights to work.
事业就是他的生命。
So that is his life.
当他结婚之后，他更加积极。
After he got married, he became even work harder and more diligent.
日以继夜的工作。
Work days and nights.
希望赚更多的钱。
He want to earn more money.
让家人生活得更舒适一点。
So that his family could live comfortably.
可是现实的是。
Unfortunately, in reality,
争吵的次数越来越多。
Arguments become more and more frequent.
情况越来越激烈。
And the situation becomes so intense.
因夫妻之间的不和。
And because of the discord between the husband and the wife,
种种的问题。
Many other reasons and problems.
让他对这段婚姻彻底的失望。
He actually becomes so disappointed with his own marriage.
最终婚姻出现了危机。
And what happened? The marriage and turn become very dangerous.
他最后有婚外情。
Ended up having extramarital affair.
陷入了情欲的捆绑中。
And trapped in the bondage of lust.
不能自拔。
He couldn't come out from it.
那段时间刚刚好。
That time just happened.
有一位朋友邀请他和他太太参加一家教会的福音聚会。
A friend invited him and his wife to an evangelical meeting in the church.
刚开始听到的时候，他毫无悔改之心。
In the beginning, when he heard about the preaching, he had no desire whatsoever to repent.
他不肯承认自己的罪，反而坚持自己是无罪的。
He had no intention whatsoever to admit his fault, and he just admit that I am just innocent.
后来他继续参加教会的聚会，
As he continued to attend the church meeting,
每天不断的读经，
every day reading the Bible,
终于有一天，
finally one day,
神的话语责备他的良心。
the word of God convicted his conscience.
那一次，他读到
That time he read
《箴言》5章18到23节。
Proverbs chapter 5, 18 to 23.
但是我会为大家读出这个20到23节。
I'll just read 20 to 23 first
单单以中文读吧。
and read in Chinese only.
当中提到我儿，你为何恋慕淫妇？为何抱外女的胸怀？因为人所行的道都在亚伟眼前，他也修平一切，修平人一切的路。恶人必被自己的罪孽抓住，他必被自己的罪恶如绳索缠绕，他因不受训诲，就必死亡；又因愚昧过甚，必走差了路。他心里想，这不正是我的光景吗？
You know, from Proverbs actually revealed his own present situation.
我本来已经找到光明了。
I actually found light.
为什么我还要躲在黑暗里，继续犯奸淫的罪？
And why now I have to live a hidden life and committed extramarital sin and in the bondage of sin, of lust?
继续自寻死路。
And being destroyed to destruction.
他的内心不断的被神的话语责备。
His life, his conscience being shaken by the word of God.
心里很不舒服，十分的痛苦。
And he was so painful looking at his own reality of life.
当他看见他的妻子已经被神改变了，
When he saw his wife being transformed by God,
但是他却没有能力离开第三者。
but he had no power whatsoever to get rid of that third party woman.
没有能力去处理婚姻的问题。
He was so weak to face the reality of his marriage.
他不知道如何是好。
I didn't know what to do.
之后有一天晚上，他读圣经，
And one night when he read the Bible,
读到罗马书15到25节
Romans chapter 7, 15 to 25,
当中21节里面说到，
particularly in verse 21.
我用普通话读出。我觉得有一个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在，因为按着我里面的意思，我是喜欢神的律。但我觉得肢体中另有一个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
I can read that.
Thank you.
Verse 21 says, So I found it to be a law that when I want to do the right, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inner being, but I see in my members another law waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched me! Who will deliver me from the body of death?
这段经文道出他心里的痛苦还有无助。
These verses actually reveal the pain in his own heart.
但借着25节，那边说，
And in verse 25, he says,
靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。Thanks
be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord, we can set free from all this pain.
他心里想，真的吗？
And he said in his heart, really?
靠着耶稣真的能脱离罪的捆绑吗？
Really, through Jesus, we can be set free from all this pain and burden?
在绝望中，他真诚地奉主耶稣的名向神祷告，说：
In despair, he sincerely prayed to God in the name of Jesus, and he said,
神啊，如果你可以救我脱离罪的捆绑，我就承认你是真神，我就跟随你。
God, if you can save me from this bondage of sin, I will acknowledge you as the true God, and I will follow you.
神听了他的祷告。God
heard his prayer.
神按照他的应许拯救了他。God,
according to his promise, saved him.
复活的能力在他身上发动。The
power of resurrection began to work in him.
奇妙的事情发生了，他的心突然经历了释放。
Something wonderful happened. His heart all of a sudden experienced a relief. He no longer missed that third party woman.
那第三者对他的吸引力一下子消失得无影无踪。
That attraction from that woman all of a sudden vanished from his heart.
救了他脱离情欲的捆绑。So
he was able to escape from the lust that he had.
这是我爸爸的经历。This
story had to do with my own father.
是我亲眼看到他的改变的。I
actually saw the whole thing from my own eyes, his change.
之后我爸透过洗礼成为了基督徒。
My father later on got baptized, become a Christian.
也不再为金钱事业而活。
And he did not live from that time for money
and career.
and career.
学习把家庭、工作和生活上一切的担子都交给神。
He learned to entrust everything of from his family, of his work, and of his life, and commit all this to God.
这就是真正的平安。This
is the true peace.
透过主耶稣不再被罪捆绑。Through
the Lord Jesus, we are set free from sin.
能活出一个清醒、活在光明中的生命。We're
able to live a life that is free from burden.
And
living the light of life.
那回到我们今天的经文。
Let's go back to the verse that we have talked about today.
天使所说的在至高之处荣耀归于神，跟在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人，这两句彼此之间到底有什么关系呢？
When the angel said, Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased. What are these two phrases? What is the relationship between these two phrases?
路加福音23章46到48节那边说。
Let's look at Luke 23:46 to 48.
耶稣大声喊着说：“父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你的手里。”说了这话，气就断了。百夫长看见所成就的事，所成的事，就归荣耀与神，说：“这真是个义人啊！”聚集观看的众人见了，这所成就所成的事，都垂着胸回去了。
Then Jesus called out with a loud voice, said, Father, Into your hands I commit my spirit. And having said that, he breathed his last. Verse 47. Now, when the centurion saw what had taken place, he praised God, saying, certainly this man was innocent. Verse 48. And all the multitudes that had assembled for this sight, when they saw what had taken place, they returned home beating their breasts.
这个是有关救主基督耶稣在十字架上死亡的记载。
And this record has to do with our Savior Jesus Christ's death on the cross.
当耶稣遵行神的旨意,
When Jesus obeyed the will of God,
甘愿为众人的罪舍去自己的生命的时候,
willing for all sins of man, that he was willing to die on the cross,
在第47节里面说到,
As verse 47 is said,
百夫长看见所成的事就归荣耀与神。
When centurion saw all this, he praised God.
耶稣在绝望的境况中仍能不犯罪。
Now Jesus in his desperate situation, he still did not sin and was not afraid of death.
也不惧怕死亡，而这种生命与能力。 相信你心里清楚知道这是神的大能。
As you know that this kind of life and power, I suppose you will remember and also believe that it has to be from God.
百夫长看见所成的事，就因而归荣耀与神了。
So centurion, when he saw that, he praised God and glorified God.
耶稣虽然在十字架上死了,
Though Jesus died on the cross,
但是他死后的第三天,
but after his death the third day,
因着神的大能与恩典,
by the grace of God and his mercy,
使耶稣不在死荫里,
and Jesus no longer in the shadow of death,
而是从死里复活,
and he was resurrected from death.
他胜过罪与死亡,
he overcome death and sin.
得到从神而来的真正的平安,
and receive the true peace from God.
荣耀归于神是遵行神旨意有关的。
Glorifying God has to do with obeying God's will.
当人遵行神的旨意,
when people obey God's will,
愿意使荣耀归于神的时候,
willing to glorify God,
在地上,
on earth,
平安就归于那些遵行神旨意的人。
Peace will be given for those who are willing to obey the will of God.
所以除了耶稣用他的生命成为我们为罪献的祭物以外,
Now, besides the life of Jesus willing to let go of his own life for the sin of us,
我们是要走在平安的路，跟随基督。
We have to follow Jesus Christ's path and to follow him.
遵行神的旨意，活出荣耀的生命。
Obey the will of God and live a life that is glorifying God.
为神所喜悦才有平安。
Only when we are pleasing to God, we will receive peace.
这是得平安的条件,
and that is the condition of receiving peace.
那这份的平安是不是要等到将来主耶稣再来我们身体复活之后才有呢?
Now this peace, when do we receive it? Do we wait until one day when Jesus comes back the second time and that our body is resurrected bodily? Only then we receive peace?
不是的,
not at all.
路加福音2章14节不是说复活之后才有。
Luke 2:14 did not say that we receive this peace only in the future.
而是在地上已经有平安了。
But it says on earth there is peace.
我想透过另外一个例子让大家更加明白这平安是怎样的。
I want to share with you another testimony What is peace?
这个例子是关于一位老奶奶。
This testimony has to do with the elderly lady.
她是两位忠心服侍教会的牧师的妈妈。
She was the mother of two pastors who faithfully served the church.
大家都叫她周伯母。
We all called him Auntie Zhao.
她是一位愿意按着圣经教导去生活的基督徒。
She actually was a Christian willing to live according to the Bible's teaching.
在今年年初，她的身体出现了一些问题。
Early this year, she developed some health issues and problems.
心脏功能只剩下两成。
Her heart function reduced to only 20%.
医生检查之后发现她的心脏三条的血管堵塞得很严重。
The doctor examined her and found that the three arteries or vessels coming up from the heart actually are blocked.
心脏随时停，她随时会离开这个世界。
She could any moment die.
她住院43天。
So she was hospitalized for 43 days.
医生看到周伯母身体情况虽然很差。
So the doctor saw this elderly lady, though physically she was very weak.
但是她的精神状态非常好。
But mentally she was very healthy and very good.
所以就排期做心脏微创的手术。
So they decided to schedule her to do a minimally invasive heart surgery.
在这个手术的过程里面，很不幸。
During the surgery, unfortunately, something happened.
心脏的血管破裂了。
The heart blood vessel ruptured.
流血不止。
And continuously bleeding.
医生用了很多方法帮他止血，都止不到。
The doctors used all sorts of ways to try to stop the bleeding, but failed.
于是送去一家大的医院去抢救。
So they have to send her to another bigger hospital for further recovery or further examination.
那里的医生立刻帮她做了一个开胸的手术。
And the doctors they immediately perform an open heart surgery.
随后就进入心切治疗部，深切治疗部。
So eventually she was sent to intensive care unit.
整个过程她非常的辛苦。
She suffered greatly in the whole entire process.
全身插满了喉管，要用呼吸器。
And the whole body was inserted all sorts of tubes, and she also needed a ventilator.
她不能完全昏迷。
And she actually could not fall into unconsciousness.
要有一点点清醒。
They have to wake her up to be a bit conscious.
因为医生要观察她的情况，看有没有并发症。
So that the doctor could observe her condition for any complication.
所以周伯母当时是很痛苦的。
So Auntie Zhao that time, she suffered a lot of pain.
她的家人未见过她这样的痛苦。
Her family had never seen her in such pain.
相信这是她一生最痛苦的时候。
It was the painest period she had ever endured.
她在5天之内做了5次的手术。
Within 5 days, she had to undergo 5 surgeries.
周伯母在她人生遇到最大的苦难的时候，她依然去倚靠神。
Auntie Zhao, in her most difficult time, the painest period, she still praise God, rely on God.
依然爱神。
Still love God.
原本她期望做完手术之后可以回家。
She had hoped that after surgery, she could go home and go to church.
可以去教会。新衣服她都买了一套了。
She bought a set of new clothes, hoping to go to church.
结果她却要面对这么大的打击和苦难。
But unfortunately, she faced this huge blow and great suffering.
这对他来说是一个很大的落差。
This actually it's beyond her expectation.
但是，他却没完全没有埋怨，
But she didn't complain.
没有埋怨医生，没有埋怨任何人。
She didn't complain about the doctors, about anybody.
更没有埋怨神。
And of course, she didn't complain about God.
他是很坚定的将自己的生命交给神。
She firmly entrusted her life to God.
有神带领他。
And asked God to guide her.
神要他走，他就走；神要他留下，他就留下。
If God wanted her to go, she would go. If God wanted her to stay, she would stay.
他说：“其实一个人，无论你怎样也好，到最后始终你都要回到神那里，因为只有神里面才有平安。
She said, actually, a person, no matter what, in the end, you always have to turn back to God. Only in God. There is peace.
”这个是周伯母对她大女儿最后所说的话。
This was what Auntie Chow said to her eldest daughter. And that's what she said. The last words.
大家可以想一下吗？一个如此爱神的人，经历如此大的苦难。
Can you imagine somebody who loved God so much and had to endure such a painful sufferings?
但是神这份从心里面的平安没有离开过他。
But the peace of God never departed from her.
在极大的痛苦里面，他没有埋怨，
In the painless suffering, she never complained.
他没有发脾气，
She did not throw her temper.
他还谢谢那些施手术的医生。
She just want to give thanks to all the doctors who gave her the surgery.
其实手术是失败的，
Actually, the surgery was indeed failed.
但是他还是谢谢医生。
But she still thanked all the doctors for that.
在他人生最后的一刻，他可以这样坦然无惧地去见主。
In the last moment of her life, and she testified God in front of the people.
周伯母是一个很平凡的人，
Auntie Chow actually is an ordinary person.
她没有特别什么特别的地方。
There was something peculiar about her.
他已经80多岁了，
She was actually 80 some years old already.
但是到了最后的时候，他对神还是不为苦难所摇动。
In the last period of her life, she wasn't shaken by her sufferings.
是有坚定不移的信心，
She was indeed very steadfast.
是我们的好榜样。
And she actually is our example.
其实他没有什么特别的秘诀。
Though there wasn't any secret things about it, special secret about all this.
就是四个放手，还有一直坚持。
And if you want to call secrets, there will be only four letting goes and one persistence.
第一个放手就是洗礼的那一刻。真心的放手，把自己交给神。
The first letting go that she demonstrated was at baptism, sincerely letting go of her life and entrusted herself to God.
在他洗礼的那一刻，他很清楚知道，要么你不信，要信就要一心交给神。
At the moment of her baptism, she clearly understood either you don't believe, or if you believe, you must wholeheartedly entrust yourself to God.
不可以藏起一些，保留不给神。
You can't hide or keep some parts for yourself.
他很清楚知道神要的不是什么。
She clearly knew what God really wants from her.
是要我们的心。
is the whole heart.
当他洗礼的时候，他就把自己的全心都交托给神，这是一个关键。
So the main point it was that at her baptism, she gave all her life to God.
This is the key point.
And that was the key point.
第二个放手就是不再依靠金钱。
The second letting go is no longer relying on money.
周伯母曾经经历到在病患中神的帮助。
Auntie Chow experienced God's help during her illness.
在她祷告后，神使她发了几天的烧，退下来。
And after she prayed, God caused her days of fever to subside.
她说这几天睡在床上，因为发烧，什么都做不了。
And when she was lying in bed, and she said that all these days and in bed, nothing I could do.
神让我领悟到一个功课。God
taught me a lesson.
尽管我常渴慕有一间大的房子可以住。Even
in the past, I have dreamed of and thought of having a very big house to live in.
有好多钱可以花。And
got lots and lots of money to spend.
那又怎么样呢？
So what?
当我发烧的时候，你给我钱也没用。When
I was ill with fever, you gave me lots of money, have nothing to do with me. The oldies are in veil.
你给我吃，我也吃不下了。You
want to give me lots of food to eat? I couldn't even eat.
我动都不能动，我要那些钱有什么用呢？
I could not even move. What's the purpose of having all the money?
神透过这个发烧教了他这个功课。
And through this fever, God taught her this lesson.
所以之后他不再依靠金钱。And
since then, she never relied on money.
这是神教他的其中的功课。And
God taught her these lessons.
就是放手不再依靠金钱，依靠神。Let
go and don't depend and grab the money.
第三个放手就是让女儿服侍神。
The third letting go, it is to let her daughter to serve God.
第四个放手就是放下多年来的怨恨。And
the fourth letting go is to let go of the long-held resentment.
有一些的怨恨埋藏在心里面，自己是察觉不了的。But
there's some resentment hidden in her heart for a long, long time, and she couldn't deal with it.
但是当神把他的怨恨显明出来的时候，But
when God revealed the resentment that she had,
他听到神教导他要宽恕，and
God told her, you've got to forgive
要放下。And
to let go.
他说神的命令我一定要遵守。
And she said, God's command, I must obey.
她说神那么爱我，我怎样可以不顺服神？怎样可以违背神？
And she said, God loves me so much. How can I not obey God? How could I against God?
我不可以对不起神。
I cannot do anything against God.
所以她就甘心乐意地将那些怨恨完全彻底地放下。So
she was willingly and gladly to let go all the resentment hidden in her heart and vanish completely and thoroughly.
一个坚持就是每天读经、抄写圣经和祷告。One
persistence that is daily Bible reading, copying a scripture, and prayers.
这是她多年来的坚持。And
that was her persistence for many, many years.
她是全心依靠神。She
relied on God wholeheartedly.
她的身体状况并不太好。Her
physical condition wasn't very good.
但每一晚她仍然坚持要抄写圣经。But
every night she insisted she had to copy the Bible.
每一个晚上都抄。Every
night she would copy.
这使他生命能够这样经历神。
And because of that, she could experience God.
神他的跟他的关系是亲密的。
And the relationship of God with her was intimate.
为何到最后的时候，苦难、痛苦不能摇动他的心？
And this is why, in the end of her life, goes through all these all these sufferings and everything, and she wasn't being shaken.
因为他学习了放手，
Because she learned to let go.
学习了坚持，
And she learned to persist.
喜爱神的话语，
And love the word of God.
喜爱亲近神，
Love to draw near to God.
常常祷告，凡事祷告，
And pray continuously. And pray for everything.
倚靠神，不倚靠人。
Rely on God and not on man.
因着周伯母遵行神的旨意。
So as we what?
因着周伯母遵行神的旨意。
Yes, because Auntie Charles obeyed the will of God,
活出荣耀神的生命。
living a life that is glorifying God.
这使他无论苦难多大。
So therefore, she could endure whatever how big suffering she had to endure.
神都给他力量。
God still granted her strength.
在这么痛苦的时候，可以面对这些苦难。
And she had the strength to face all the difficulties and sufferings.
时间关系，就未能把她的见证详细分享。
Now, because of time constraints, I could not continue to share about her.
想知道她怎样信主，可以扫描这个二维码。
Now, if you want to know more about her, how she believed in God, you can actually scan this QR code.
那回到今天的主题，什么是平安呢？
Now, let's go back to the theme of today's sermon. What is true faith as peace?
这份平安就是透过主耶稣完全遵行神的旨意。
This true peace is through the Lord Jesus himself, who totally commit himself to obey God,
为我们的罪舍去他的生命。
And gave up his life for the sake of our life.
他已经胜过罪和死亡。
And she overcome sin and death.
升到天上，坐在神的右边，为我们代求。
Now he was resurrected and sitting next to the Father in his right side.
为我们代求。
And to intercede for us.
也盼望我们能因着他愿意认罪悔改。
And pray that we can also learn to, through Jesus, we can repent from our sin and return to God.
与神和好。
And be reconciled to God.
并且跟随他走他所走过的路。
And to follow Jesus on all the paths that he has trodden on.
这条就是平安的路。
And this is the path of peace.
这份的平安是来自于我们愿意遵行神的旨意。
This peace is from the condition that when we're willing to obey the will of God.
信靠神而活。
And to believe in God and to live.
以至于无论在顺境或者逆境。
So that either in a situation, smooth situation, plain sailing, or in difficulties.
困难甚至面对死亡也是有从神而来的平安。
Or in disasters or even death, we still can experience the peace of God.
圣诞节我们一同纪念耶稣的诞生。
Christmas is when we celebrate the birth of Christ.
耶稣出生在饲料槽是记号。
Jesus was born in the manger.
这代表着他一生就是与人一同经历痛苦、患难和死亡。
It represented that Jesus, his whole life actually was a suffering servant, and that he had to go through all the sufferings with humanity.
但是他就是如此引领我们一同走上这有神同在和光明的平安的路。
For his sufferings, we are able to be with him, to walk on a life and light of God.
那你会选择停留在黑暗和死亡的阴影下吗？
Now I have to ask you a question. Do you want to continue to stay in darkness and in sin?
还是愿意遵行神旨意而活？
Or you're willing now to consider to follow Christ and do the will of God?
一同走在这条光明的平安的路上呢？
So together we are able to walk on this path of light, of life.
希望你也能一同经历到在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
Pray that we all can experience glory to God in the highest. On earth, peace among men with whom he is pleased.
好，我们可以一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
我们天上的父亚伟。
Our Heavenly Father Yahweh.
你给我们看到耶稣在地上不是和脱离了很多的痛苦。
You gave us to see that when Jesus was on earth, he did not avoid suffering.
你愿意使他跟我们一同一样承受从罪所带来的很多的痛苦。
You let him to share the suffering that we have because of sin.
但是他因着他完全的生命是没有罪的生命。
Because Jesus was sinless, he did not commit any sin.
使他能作为我们的赎罪祭。
And he became the sacrifice, perfect sacrifice for our sins.
能把我们救我们脱离罪和死亡。
And to save us from sin and death.
更加在患难、痛苦或是面对死亡的时候，我们依然能胜过。
So when we face trials, persecutions, and death, we are able to overcome.
我们能有从你而来的平安。
Because we receive peace from you.
恳求你帮助我们有这一份像周伯母一样那种坚定的信心。
We pray to you that we also can have this steadfastness of faith like Auntie Chow.
因着常常的祷告常常的亲近你。
And through continuously prayer and continue to draw near to God.
还有就是遵行你的旨意。
And to obey your will.
我们可以跟耶稣一同的走到这条路去到你的里面。
So that we can tread on the same path as Jesus himself has trodden on.
可以一同走到你的里面。
And so that we can together to go to your presence.
也求你帮助我们一些若还是被罪捆绑的人。
We pray for those who are in the bondage of sin.
求你真的当我们呼求耶稣的名的时候
When we call on the name of Jesus
求你拯救我们
And pray that Lord you will save us
把今天的分享也献上感恩
So we thank you for today's sharing
求你继续在我们每一个人心里面去动工
Pray that you continue to work in our hearts
垂听我们的祷告
Hear our prayers, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.